Hi, everyone. I'm Mike Ebert with the North American Mission Board, and I'm here today with Doug Carver, who is Executive Director of our Chaplaincy Ministries here at the North American Mission Board. Doug, great to be with you today.
Mike, it's great to be with you as well.
And it's a great opportunity to talk a little bit about our chaplaincy ministry. So, Doug, maybe you could start off and just give folks out there sort of the view of chaplaincy in Southern Baptist life. It's pretty pretty diverse.
Yes, quite broad. In fact, probably when you think of a chaplain, you might think of a military chaplain. And, of course, we started endorsing chaplains at Southern Baptist back in 1941. And since that time, it's expanded really through numerous areas throughout the United States where we have institutions, everything from correctional facilities, disaster relief, law enforcement, public safety, corporate hospitals, hospice, about 72 different kinds of chaplains that actually represent Southern Baptists within various cultural institutions.
Remarkable. And you've been in the ministry of being a chaplain yourself. Sure. in the military, but also supporting chaplains. In fact, when you came to us, you had recently retired from the U.S. Army as their chief of chaplains. Why, Doug, why are you so passionate about chaplaincy ministry, and why do you feel like it's so important?
I think as I've looked over my ministry career, not only as a local pastor, but also as a chaplain, and seeing that the chaplains, first of all, are an extension of the local church. They receive a call from God on their life, and within our culture, there are so many places, institutions, be it correctional facilities or in the military, where the church can simply just not walk into these halls and in these various buildings and institutions into this unique cultural environment where the gospel must go, again, beyond the walls of the church into some of these hard-to-get-to places. And that's where the chaplaincy becomes so effective, is we're able to, again, from the local church perspective, have an extension of our ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in places truly where the church cannot go.
Boy, absolutely. You think about not many local pastors out there in Afghanistan ministering to our troops. So
that's true.
It's very unique. Is evangelism a priority for our chaplains, Doug?
Well, obviously, it's the key priority. I mean, that's what we bring to the table, so to speak. I mean, we responded to God's call on our life as evangelists, in this case exercising the gift of evangelism in the form of a chaplain, taking the gospel of good news of Jesus Christ and to men and women in various cultural institutions. And it's just such a blessing. In many cases, it's one-on-one evangelism. Some have referred to the chaplaincy as the cutting edge or the tip of the spear of evangelism, even as it was done in the first century.
If I want to become a chaplain, say I'm a Southern Baptist and I feel like that's the direction God is calling me, what are my first steps? What's the process for becoming a Southern Baptist chaplain?
Well, obviously, we would hope that you would be sensing a call in this unique kind of ministry, because the chaplaincy is quite unique, and some of the challenges, again, working within the context of institutions. It would be something that you want to talk to your local pastor or perhaps even chaplains who might be in your churches and congregations. And then obviously you can go through Mobilize Me on our NAM website and actually talk to one of us directly any time of the day, really, regarding perhaps wanting to pursue a ministry in the chaplaincy.
So that's one of the functions of the North American Mission Board, walking someone through that process. Talk about that a little bit more, Doug. What is NAM's role when it comes to Southern Baptist chaplains?
Well, once an individual feels called to this particular ministry as the chaplaincy, then we would give them information. There are some administrative requirements, and we have something that many Southern Baptists may not know. We have something called the Chaplain's Commission. And what these are trustees from the North American Mission Board, all of them primarily pastors in a local church, and they look at these individuals and their packets, their personnel packets, who come with various references and other kinds of things of their interest in the chaplaincy. Obviously, there's an educational requirement. To become, for instance, a military chaplain, we would want a not only a college degree, but also a Master's of Divinity, some type of master's level training. Now, of course, if you're coming as a volunteer chaplain, there would be other administrative or educational requirements, but primarily it would be being vetted by this chaplain's commission, that after much prayer that they would say, yeah, I think this individual is probably experiencing this call and they have this desire, and then they would be an endorsement that would take place from the North American Mission Board, authorizing them, if you will, to represent Southern Baptist as a chaplain.
Yeah, that was an education for me when I first came to NAM. When we say NAM serves as an endorsing agency, institutions like the military require that a chaplain serving in the military be endorsed by a faith group. Is that correct?
That is true. In fact, Department of Defense maintains a list of denominations that have been vetted, if you will, by our governmental institutions as a real faith expression, and then they would come into the military or other institutional settings with this endorsement. Basically, if you will, that endorsement, that Southern Baptist backup, that this individual that you're receiving as a chaplain represents the values of our Baptist tradition, the values of the Baptist Faith and Message 2000. The values of what we believe as Christians from a biblical tradition of ministry and the chaplaincy.
Well, Doug, Southern Baptists love their chaplains, they love their missionaries, and they want to pray for them. And I know you and I have talked many times about some of the challenges out there, along with lots of ministry opportunities. So what would be a couple of things today that we could mention as prayer requests as people want to remember our chaplains?
Yeah, I think primarily to pray for our chaplains regarding their own care for themselves personally, the chaplains and their families. The chaplaincy is not unlike regular ministry. It's a 24/7 ministry, especially those who are in the military. It requires a lot of time away from your family, from your spouse and children. And taking care of individuals who are usually at a critical point in their lives is very draining. And so I would say, first of all, just to pray for our chaplains in the context of them ministering in some pretty tough and troubled cases sometimes. And secondly, we obviously are facing an increasingly secular society. I would ask that we would pray that our chaplains remain true to their calling as men and women of God, that they would proclaim the whole counsel of God with confidence and with courage, that God would give and pray that opportunities for doors to be open for them to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with individuals in many cases who have never heard it before, and perhaps individuals and institutions God has sent there so that they might hear that message from a chaplain ready to share the greatest news that they'll ever receive.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be praying for them, and we will be praying for you as well as you lead our chaplaincy ministry. Thanks for being with us and talking today, Doug.
Thank you, Mike. It's an honor to serve on with NAM.